Earth, sky.
Small fields planted with wildflowers to feed bees, called bee pastures, could be a way to revive declining bee populations, according to USDA entomologist Jim Kane. For the past few years, bees have been dying at an alarming rate. That's trouble for farmers who need bees to pollinate their crops. Dr. Kane said bee pastures can help. He told us about planting patches of wildflowers in almond orchards.
So what we're doing is between the end of bloom on the almonds in late February, sometime in March, and when they harvest, we're going to insert small patches of these annual wildflowers to feed the blue orchard bees that are in that orchard and thereby squeeze out more reproduction.
Kane explained that the almond tree's blooming period is shorter than the life of the bee. He said planting flowers that bloom before or after the almond trees means more food and energy for the bees to reproduce, and that means more bees.
So we're trying to extend a suitable blooming period so that these females can lay more eggs, produce more progeny, and thereby be sustainably managed.
After Kane determined the best wildflowers for the bees, bee populations in his experiments increased fivefold. I'm Lindsay Patterson. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.